This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 7:17. You're listening to the evening edition with Sharmila and Lynn. And now we're moving on to discussing affordable housing, which is back in the spotlight with PKR Youth Chief Akmal Nasir, calling for more protection for buyers of affordable housing.
Yeah, and he's in fact asking for the Housing Development Control and Licensing Act 1966 to be amended to protect buyers. And the thing behind this is that buyers of affordable housing have experienced basically purchasing a project, purchasing a unit in a project that is then either delayed, late to be completed, or completely abandoned. And we've heard these stories before. And of course, anybody who lives in a house, really, anybody who has ever experienced trying to move somewhere, buy property, do anything of that sort, will know how frustrating it is when you don't have confirmation, when you don't have closure, even though you've purchased a place, or you are putting payments down on a place that isn't actually serving you at all. So he also went on to say that when these problems arise, buyers have no recourse because the government and existing legislation favors housing developers.
Yes, and I think even more so when, I mean, we're talking about affordable housing. So we're talking about people for whom finances might already be a challenge. Planning ahead for things like housing loans and payments may also already be a challenge. And then you talk about making this kind of investment and then just to be left out to dry when either it's late or just doesn't materialize at all. So I think it is absolutely important that we talk about the sorts of protections that we should be offering them. We'd like to hear from you. How can we protect buyers of affordable housing? You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Now, to discuss this further, we are joined by Charlie Koh, who is CEO of Urban Metri. Charlie, welcome to the show. So, is this a common issue? What have you heard from buyers of affordable housing?
Right. I think the Prima delays is actually not is an open secret, because there's quite a lot of buyers who are currently feeling a little bit pinched from the delays due to COVID-19 and even before COVID-19. From the Prima project, right? So specifically, there are quite a number of other affordable housing that might not have the same amount of stress, but Prima specifically is known to be causing some delays in the market. Yes.
So if we look at what the PKR Youth Chief Akmal Nasir has said, he's asked for the government to create better legal protection for buyers. What are your thoughts on this?
Okay, so my understanding of the current Housing Development Act is that there is quite a large number of clauses that protects the buyer's side, but unfortunately it treats both affordable housing and high-end housing, all types of housing, on the same plate, right? So there's no distinction of like if you're affordable housing, you're special and you have a special sort of protection, no such thing. But there are certain clauses, and people can check with their lawyers, that they could look at things like, you know, lack of construction for over 6 months certified. But then, of course, COVID doesn't count. I think there are a couple of provisions for COVID-19. So there are clauses in there that does protect the buyer's rights to not have a prolonged abandonment or delay issue. But unfortunately, at this point, I think the Act doesn't itself address who can be a property developer and who cannot be a property developer. So if you think about some of the agencies who are having these issues, they are, you know, technically quite, you know, credible, right? So the confidence for a state-sponsored agency should be high to complete these projects. But unfortunately, this is where we see the delay.
So this abandonment, or even the delay, what's actually causing this?
So there's a couple of things. One, I would say, of course, COVID-19 is a big factor for most developers, not just you know, affordable housing. But the second thing is poor planning, right? So a lot of times, state agencies, they, because of the speed that they want to execute this, they don't do enough due diligence, and they are not sort of fine-tuning their planning and strategy and go-to-market plans enough in order for them to safeguard against market turbulence. So I always think that everybody, whether you're in affordable housing or in luxury housing, you cannot do a one-size-fits-all assumption. You really need to do your homework. And a lot of times people are so convinced that there is a shortage of affordable housing that they build without crunching their numbers so much, because there is this biasness that there is always a shortage, right? So if sales are not as great or cost is escalating beyond what they predicted, then they start getting to a crunch that is difficult to unwind.
So when these delays occur, when these other sorts of challenges come up, what avenues do buyers have? Are our existing laws helpful?
So as I recall, there are a couple of clauses. One of the clause, I think, please do check with your lawyer. I am not a lawyer. That says that, you know, if the delay is prolonged more than 6 months, you can actually unilaterally terminate the agreement if your financiers agree to the termination. The other avenue is, you know, you can also terminate the agreement without the delay as well, without proving that there was a delay, if you were to take the 10% loss, I think, to cancel the SPA. So I think a lot of the current act is fine, but it's a lot of it has to do with whether they are getting finance or not, and there are subsequent agreements that they sign with their banks as well, and they do need to check whether they can terminate those agreements if they choose to.
And more widely, what are some of the challenges that buyers face when they are buying affordable housing?
I think, when we're talking about affordable housing segment, most of these class of clients, they are not experts in properties. They only exercise their buying power every either once in a lifetime or twice in a lifetime. And so the amount of research that they do before they make that big purchase is sometimes limited because of the amount of information that they have to digest. So this is actually very difficult to solve because it's a capacity issue and people don't invest in that learning curve if they don't have to do it very often, right? So a lot of the onus of being fair to the affordable housing buyer rests upon authorities or to the housing developer being responsible parties. So that part, I think the government do have to be a bit more diligent in selecting who are the builders and who are these developers, right? The other thing is that for affordable housing buyers, a lot of the issues is cash flow. I think I mentioned this before on the radio. It is not so much the price. I want to de-emphasize this obsession with how much the house is. It has to do with cash flow. It has to do with the credit ability of the purchaser itself. So if you're a first time home buyer, don't be seduced by pretty pictures and the nice facilities and etc. Right? Do consider your affordability a bit more than what you want, I think.
If we could keep going in that vein, then what advice would you give to people looking to purchase affordable housing and housing in general right now?
Actually, there are a lot of opportunities. We see quite a lot of opportunities in the market. Unfortunately, because of not everybody is in property and they don't see the potential. They only see the current condition of things. They tend to look at the instant gratification thing that comes packaged and nice and pretty and promised, right? So the home is, if you feel like it is a stretch for you, I would say don't buy, rent. Rental is not a bad word. I think rental allows you freedom, allows you liquidity, right? So do consider that and maybe rent the house before you buy it, right? And that's a good option. So if you like this location, you like the space, you like the amount of rental you're paying for that location, very likely you will be able to afford the installment too. So rent as a way to suss out the area, and if you like it, then think of making that big purchase, right? But don't get too obsessed about the idea of owning at all costs.
Charlie, thanks for speaking with us today.
You're most welcome. You guys have a good night. Thank you.
You too. Thank you. That was Charlie Koh, CEO of Urban Metri, speaking to us about the protections that buyers of affordable housing need, particularly in the wake of news that a lot of the investments that they make end up being abandoned or delayed when it comes time to essentially move into the house. Let us know, how can we protect buyers of affordable housing? You can WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Coming up after this on Popcorn Culture, we are changing pace from all of the finance-related talk and, well, really going on an adventure. We're going to be talking about adventure films. So keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9. The Business Station.